The Inner Cry, Part 41. Crying for transcendence, our inner cry must constantly transcend. Asked, how can we go higher and deeper? Sri Chinmoy responded with this beautiful, powerful truth. And I quote, once we have reached a certain level of consciousness in our meditation, we have to feel that this is not our ultimate goal. Our goal is not stationary. All the time we have to go beyond, beyond, beyond. God Himself is transcending His own infinity, eternity, and immortality. And as children of God, we also have to constantly transcend ourselves. We can go beyond our present-day realization of our inner cry. Because we have an inner cry, already we have attained a certain height in the spiritual life. But the inner cry that we have right now is not enough to take us any further. So its intensity has to be increased, not by hook or by crook, but by bringing to the fore more of the capacity that we have deep within us. We have unlimited capacity, but we have only brought to the fore a certain amount. We have to bring forward more of our inner capacity, so that we can transcend our present level of consciousness and go far, far beyond it. We have to feel all the time that we exist only for God, that we live only for God. It is not enough to feel that we live half the time for the fulfillment of God and half the time for something else. No, we have to feel that we live only for our aspiration, our dedication, and our surrender to God. Everything that we have and everything that we are is for God realization, God manifestation, and God satisfaction. If we feel this, then naturally the intensity of our inner cry will be high, higher, highest. Sri Chinmoy.